Big Talk 5, it's your show. You can bring up anything if we launch in hour number two. The SACL CAI toll-free line is 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The feature's there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. In hour number one, we discussed a potential... Not potential. I guess it's a potential rift, the way Mark sees it. I personally am not too concerned. We're talking about the Free State Project, a movement of liberty-loving people from around the country and around the world, all moving to New Hampshire in order to make a better life for themselves, to live more free immediately, and to also secure more freedom on into the future. To drastically reduce the size of government, some of the movers would like to eliminate the government entirely. Of course, they're going to disagree on the means in order to do that, and that's sort of where this so-called rift is developing. But really what it is more than just an ideological difference.
Yeah, that sounds right.
A debate, more so than anything else. But I think too many people are letting it get too personal. There are people that are making judgment calls, both on both sides, about the value of what one side is doing versus the other side. Mark, during the break or during the news, you were telling us that you didn't think that you didn't have a problem with what Lauren and Russell necessarily were doing, but you also didn't think that there, a lot of the apolitical people's contributions were valuable in your book. And I think that the apolitical people could also claim that your contributions aren't valuable because what you're doing is supporting the legitimacy of the state and therefore helping prop up the state on into the future.
Again, those people would be out of their minds.
Well,
finished the first 1,000 program?
Mark,
huh?
You know what? Just stop it, okay? We're not talking about you necessarily. We're talking about the sides and the way they're looking down on one another and how I don't think that's really necessary. Each side is pursuing, each individual on each side is pursuing what they think is right. Some, that may mean flying under the radar for a while before it's time for them to spread their wings and do what they feel is necessary. Wayne, you were pointing out during the break that, you know, while they may be on one side now, they could possibly change sides as time goes on.
Yeah. Things change after you have kids, too. There's a lot of single people that come up here, too, or young couples, and they don't have kids yet. You know, they have their own methods, and sometimes people have priorities, too. They've got to get their career going. They've got to get money rolling in before they can really have a luxury of doing certain things they may want to do politically.
Yep. I think that both sides need to just focus on themselves and what they think is right and try to attain liberty in the ways they think are best and not be so concerned and upset with the way other people are spending their time. It's their time. It's their life. Let's let them be. And let's go to the phones as well and get your thoughts. And then we can come back to the topic of, is voting immoral? If you want to answer that question, it's certainly still up for debate. I say, and I'm on your side on this, Mark, I say that voting is not immoral, and I can defend that. We'll get to that, but first, your calls. Let's go to start things out to Todd in Michigan. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight, Todd?
Oh, wow. I've never heard such a dispute like this since the days of Crossfire. I understand where Mark is coming from, and I understand where you're coming from, Mark. I do sympathize with Dale to a certain extent. I sympathize with him that, I mean, voting on one hand may seem like there's really no point to it. I disagree with him because it's immoral. I agree with you, Ian. I don't believe it's immoral. But I do think that if you have, say, three candidates, one's a Republican, one's a Democrat, and one's a Libertarian, sure, I'm going to vote for the Libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's only one Republican who sucks, mm-hmm, and one Democrat who sucks,
mm-hmm,
well then, what's the point of voting if there's only two
right
options available?
There's nothing immoral about staying home and not voting, and certainly voting in that race would have been a questionable vote, in my opinion, because then you are definitely endorsing evil.
Mm-hmm.
Those people aren't even interested in keeping government small.
Right. You know, in the 2004 presidential race, my best friend wanted me very, very badly to vote for John Kerry,
mm,
because he was sure that Bush was worse. And
some of my friends who were libertarian voted for Harry Brown in 2000, switched to and voted for Kerry, and was very disturbing to me.
You know, and I, it was a rough battle at that time between he and I, and I was simply wasn't going to do it. I've ended up supporting and endorsing Michael Badnarik. I couldn't vote at that time.
You know, I told people when they said that to me in the 2004 election, and I said, well, you know, John Kerry's been in the Senate for over 30 years. He's part of the problem,
right,
too. But, you know, there is always a choice. There is some third-party candidate, whether it's Ralph Nader, even if you don't agree with him, you know, to make
socialist.
To make a statement. I mean, a lot of people, you know, people claim that New Hampshire is a Democratic state now. I don't think so. I think it's an independent state who vote swings the other way to get a bum out of office.
I think 44% of registered voters in New Hampshire are undeclared.
Yeah, right.
So most
New Hampshire is an undeclared state.
Well, I do think that there are good reasons to vote and there are bad reasons to vote. If you're voting because you think that your candidate is echoing your values and believe the exact same thing as you do, like Ron Paul, for instance, then yes.
Or darn close. Close.
I mean, pretty close. But if there's a candidate there that really doesn't even come close to how you think and feel, well, then I would not necessarily vote for that candidate. I mean, there's no way I'm ever going to do that.
Yeah. I'm with you.
But I do agree with you, Mark. I think Dale is misguided on that point. So you do get, you know, gold points from me.
On which point, though? The morality issue, or which point?
The morality issue. Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll explore more on that. And thank you, Todd, for the call. Let's go to Josh in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hello, Josh. Josh, Pennsylvania, going once.
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, I can kind of see where Mark's coming from, and this is something I've changed my mind on recently. I've actually advocated people not voting in the past.
Okay.
I don't find voting immoral, but the big issue is there's a difference between people that are activists and are trying to change things and not voting, and people just make excuses not to vote. And I've come
what's
to
that difference? I mean, effectively, what's the difference? Because I effectively, there is no difference. What do you think the difference is? Because I don't get it.
The difference I see, if there's an activist, say a Lauren Canario or a Russell Canning, that are out doing things to try and, in their mind, positively change things, I can respect that. They're doing what they think is best. Now, the experience I had, I actually set up at a gun show over the weekend and was campaigning for Ron Paul. This is a gun show, not a Democrat Party rally, and this is in a primarily Republican conservative area.
Okay.
And I got, I'm going to say, overwhelming percentage of people were just whining and making excuses.
Ron Paul, why they won't vote for him? Is that what you're saying?
About not voting at all. It's not worth voting because Hillary's already got it won.
Oh, geez.
Just one thing after another. People actually were terrified to even touch the Ron Paul literature. You could see the look on her face and be like you handed him a snake or something.
How bizarre.
Yeah, and it's just, and I can see a big difference. You know, I may or may not agree with the person that's active in trying to change things and won't vote, but I can at least respect that. The whining, lazy, miserable old man who sits at home on his recliner and badmouths everything that goes on in this country and does absolutely nothing about it. Just
he's such a malcontent.
People that have moved to New Hampshire are, they've uprooted their lives and come here. I mean, that's something on its own. That really is something that I think separates the doers from the talkers in the first place. And I think that, you know, it's ignorant to sit here and say, well, they're not doing anything. Well, there's, 500 people that have moved here. How many of them have you asked personally, what are you doing for liberty this week? Not very many. So I think it's presumptive to sit there and say that, you're doing something while they aren't. You don't know what they're doing. They've moved for liberty, which is awesome.
I also wonder if maybe some of that kind of idea comes out of frustration. I mean, because it's incredibly frustrating for me to go and try and campaign for Ron Paul and hear people complain about how terrible the government is, and then the next breath say it's not worth trying to do anything.
Absolutely. So I understand your frustration, and I think that's what we heard from Mark last hour was a fair amount of frustration. While it's understandable, it comes with the territory. When you're doing politics, there are going to be frustrating things that happen. You're going to encounter that. I mean, as a libertarian activist in the early part of this decade, I constantly encountered I don't want to waste my vote on that Harry Brown. Yeah, sure, I agree with what he says, but he doesn't have a chance to win. You want to talk about frustrating. I mean, this is one of the greatest, most principled, liberty-oriented candidates of all time, and you just want to throw him away because he's a member of a different party? There were some great rebuttals and that sort of thing to that, and, you know, that might have helped some people come along in the right direction, but most of them, they didn't vote for Harry, and it was frustrating, but that's how it works. Thanks for the call. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar. 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did for my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Ted Anderson from Midas. November 14, 2007, gold 813.80. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $838.24, 413.10 for half, 206.55 for quarter. That's $838.24, 413.10 and 206.55. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and increment implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens. Longs, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calyx for my heels.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. But right now we're talking about voting. Is it an immoral act? I say it's not. We'll define and discuss and dissect and hear from you as well. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have a bulletin board system. Over 300,000 posts are there for you. Lots to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff. This issue, in fact, is being discussed there. Once again, bbs.freetalklive.com. bbs.freetalklive.com. It's for free. The Federal Reserve is stealing your purchasing power. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop using their money. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. That's libertydollar.org. So let's continue with the phone calls here as we continue to discuss, is voting an immoral act or whatever you want to talk about? Let's go to Dale in New Hampshire on the Amplifier line. Hey, Dale.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
I listened to last night's show again because I wanted to make sure, I wanted to see if I had said what I meant to say. And I one thing I wanted to remind you is the first thing I said when I called in was, I'm not calling in to try and convince Mark that voting is immoral.
Okay, that's good. All I was saying, you know, though, is that many of the apoliticals who don't vote believe that voting is immoral.
Sure.
And
sure,
that can be, I think, seen as being a little negative. It can be seen as looking down one's nose at those
who
vote.
Well, no, I mean, I think it starts sounding really negative and looking down your nose if you're preachy about it,
mm-hmm,
if you're constantly going on about it. And, again, that's why I called in and said, look, I'm not trying to convince you of this. I'm just trying to get you to accept that this is something I take seriously. It's something, this is how I feel, and this is why I'm not choosing to do what you're doing. It doesn't mean,
absolutely,
it's essentially saying, look, you know, don't tell me to do this just to be supportive, because that's not a good reason. You know, if you really are in that intent on convincing me, then you need to understand where I'm at, so you can, and then we can just, but you know, so really, you know, if we keep going back and forth about it, to some extent, it's going to be because, you know, people keep harping on me to vote, and it puts me in a position of having to.
How harped on have you been feeling?
I got a call tonight from a Ron Paul staffer in Manchester, mm-hmm, who heard the show last night, and he wanted to get me on the phone and try and change my mind. And I kind of tried to be polite and everything, and I listened to him, and I repeated some of the things I'd already said, and ended the call. But,
do you feel like that alienates you? Because that was my position, that the more people press, the more you're going to want to step away.
I do get that. I kind of feel this sort of way. It burns me out a little bit after a while.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like there's too much of it. At some point or another, you get told it too often.
Mm.
Right?
Well, I don't want to be preachy myself. You know?
Sure.
I do have an idea. I mean, I do. I feel very strongly about the democratic process. I do not approve of the democratic process. And in the end, I don't think you do either. I understand your justification.
I find it icky. I find it objectionable. I don't like the system. I don't like the government. But I can get into detail, and I will here in a moment, as to why I don't have a problem utilizing the cloak of legitimacy toward my own ends. And I'll also talk about why I thought the Julia Miranda campaign, my girlfriend running for office here, mm-hmm, was completely compatible with an apolitical viewpoint. Completely compatible and something that an anarchist or a free marketeer voluntarist could embrace 100%. And I'll get into that. Any other thoughts tonight, Dale?
I guess that's it. The idea, I just wanted to reiterate that I'm trying not to be preachy about it.
Good. And I think that's where both sides should let it lay. I think there's one thing to be said for a statement of a position, and then there's another thing completely to harp on people on both sides. And I think that's where the real conflict is coming in. I think that's where the feelings of indignation and people feeling upset, I think that's where it's coming in. And I think that's where we could just drop it and let people pursue liberty in the way they think is best. Thanks, Dale. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. All right, so voting. The question, again, has been, is it immoral? Does voting prop up the state? Does voting propagate the state's aura of legitimacy? Because, as I pointed out before on the show, and I think most libertarians would agree, the government isn't really that much different from a gang. Not really that much. There are some things that differentiate it, and one of the things is that government has this cloak of legitimacy. So government is able to steal people's money, steal people's property in many cases, eminent domain, for instance, or if you don't pay the taxes, then they just come and outright take your property. So government is able to steal. Government is able to get away, in many cases, with murder. Some cops actually absolutely murdering people and getting away with it. So government is able to do many of the things that gangsters are able to do, except without any sort of consequence. There's very rarely jail time for these people. It's usually seen as a legitimate use of their so-called authority. So one of the things that separates government from gangs is the cloak of legitimacy. And the anti-voters are saying that by going out and voting that you're you know, you're helping people believe the myth that government is legitimate. And I have to disagree with that, because there have been examples over the history in America. In fact, I believe there was one earlier this year or last year where they have had an election and no one has shown up. Because usually when you have an election, like a local election, usually you can count on the bureaucrats to show up. You know, the teachers' union, they're getting out the vote. The other unions of organized bureaucrats.
Some of these smaller wards in a, you know, smaller town, you're talking a few households, less than 100 households, and that's hard to count on those people to show up.
Well, but you know that usually the bureaucrats are going to show because they have an interest in voting to propagate the system. And I think that a lot of these anti-voters believe that they can somehow evangelize the idea of not voting and that people are going to say, yeah, you know, it's a good idea. I'm going to not vote too. And then if enough of us not vote, then these bureaucrats will just go away. But the fact is they don't. Number one, you're having a tough time convincing us, and we're sympathetic to you. We can empathize with your position. We understand where you're coming from, and you're having a tough time convincing us to not vote. You think you're going to be able to convince a bureaucrat whose paychecks are signed by the government to not turn out and vote? No way is
right,
that going to happen.
Pollyannish, and I would go, right. It's like, I don't want to defend voting because I understand and know in my heart that it is not immoral. I want to actually attack non-voting. That's the way I see it. Because why are you defending?
I'm sorry, what?
You're defending voting.
I'm not defending
it.
I'm pointing out. No, I'm not necessarily doing that. I'm just pointing out that I don't think it's immoral.
Okay,
I don't care if people don't vote, and I don't want to talk about not voting. Not taking an action is not necessarily immoral.
Well,
it's not necessary.
It isn't necessarily.
It's neutrality. That's all.
It's not. Though. I mean, if I'm standing on the corner and I'm watching a guy slit some woman's throat, like, I'm not just being neutral. I'm a coward.
It may be cowardly, but there's nothing necessarily inherently immoral about being cowardly.
You may not be capable of doing anything about it.
You may not, but if you are capable, then you hold some onus.
Not necessarily. You don't have any obligation to that person. It might be the right thing to do to go and help out, but if you are too concerned
about... And not doing the right thing is immoral.
Not necessarily. It's not necessarily immoral to simply avoid the situation.
I'm not saying that you should be forced by law, Ian. I'm saying it's immoral. It is wrong not to do the right thing. Sorry.
The right thing for you, Mark, could be to avoid the situation because you're little or there are two guys and they've got guns and you aren't armed. You don't know what the situation is. What's right for you in that case would be the right thing as long as you aren't harming someone yourself. So I disagree. More on the way. 800-259-9231. I want to talk about why voting isn't immoral in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured consumer debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think it's the best way to go.
Dr. Shreev also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while. In dealing with these patients who are so ill, I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free 800-259-9231. That's the simple CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. It's a place to go. Features for free. We've got a wiki with over 1,450 pages created by listeners like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com. Are you prepared for the day the dollar drops to zero? D2Z.org proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. That's D2Z.org. The question on the table still deserves some discussion. It's an important issue, strikes to the heart of a lot of people. Is voting immoral? And I say no. In fact, I think that voting is an act of self-defense. And I want to read an excerpt from a post on the NH3.com forums here in a moment that I think sums it up just perfectly. But first, to respond to some of the objections that the anti-voters have brought up. It seems as though that many of the anti-voters believe that if enough people stop voting, that the government will eventually crumble in upon itself, as all governments and empires eventually do. So while I agree that it's true that eventually this government is going to crumble, I don't necessarily agree that it's likely to happen tomorrow.
Or that refusing to vote has anything to do with bringing it down.
This may be true. But the fact is, whether you vote or not isn't going to have a real effect on whether or not government disappears next year. It's unlikely to happen. While possible, it's certainly possible it could happen. I mean, there's going to be a breaking point. The D2Z and everything, dollar's going to drop to zero, and then voting can be the least of your concerns. But not very likely. Okay, government's not going to just go away. In fact, as we pointed out, there have been elections where not even the bureaucrats bothered to turn out to vote. 0% voter turnout. Did the government people just pack up and go home?
Right. Did they stop their reign of violence?
No, they didn't.
Held another election.
No, they didn't hold another election. They presumed that meant that things were fine the way they were. Because remember, not showing up and voting tells the government, well, you think everything's fine. So therefore, we're going to continue on in our current form. No one was replaced. The people got right back, you know, the incumbents came right back into office, that sort of thing. So it won't stop the government necessarily to not vote. There have to be other ways to stop the government. And I think there are ways outside of the system that will stop the government. In fact, I personally believe that it is the outside of the system activity that will be the key to stopping the government. Okay, I believe that. But I think in the meantime, voting can be valuable in order to help propagate our ideas, in order to help show that the state isn't legitimate. Because that's ultimately what I want to do. I want people, the average American, to come to understand that there is a choice to be made. Most people have not made this choice because they haven't been aware of it consciously. I want to make them conscious of it. The choice is you either support voluntary interactions between human beings or you support coercive interactions. You can't be on, there's no middle ground. The only middle ground is you've never actually thought about it. Okay, that's the only middle ground there. So once you think about it, once that's made crystal clear to you, then you get to pick your side. Do you take the sides with those who choose to voluntarily interact or those who are government people and criminals and who want to force their way onto others? And that's the issue. If we can utilize their cloak of legitimacy to delegitimize them, if we can utilize their cloak of legitimacy and their system to show how the system is illegitimate, then why shouldn't we? That's what I think voting could do. And the Julia Miranda campaign is a perfect example. My girlfriend ran for city council here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do the show from. She has been, you know, she was outed in the press as an anarchist. Now, I don't like that term. She doesn't like that term. Free marketeer, voluntarist.
Did they use that term?
Well, I guess that never hit the press, but it hit the blogs, and a lot of people were aware of it. So, you know, obviously it was clear. Still, 22% came out and voted in favor of an anarchist running for office. Mm-hmm. That on its face is pretty impressive. But what's more impressive about the campaign is that it generated a tremendous amount of news coverage. You can go to freekeen.com, and if you click on the Pro-Liberty Voters Guide, in fact, you can just go to vote.freekeen.com. There's a list of all the different media appearances and newsprint articles that Julia had and was a part of and had done about her right there. The idea that we could have spent what we spent and gotten the kind of attention that we got is really tremendous. We spent $70, no more than $70 on this campaign, and 40 of that $70 went to printing out 1,000 brochures, most of which have become contraband because of the state government threatening her with jail time if she continued to distribute them. But most of that money, I mean, just went to supplies and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And we got two front page articles. One of those articles hit the Associated Press, which that Associated Press article had a mention of the Free State Project in it. So the Free State Project got free mentions on places like Fox News and WBZ. And we leveraged that $70 into thousands and thousands of dollars worth of publicity. Now, how anybody who loves liberty can sit back and say, well, that was immoral, is absolutely
short-sighted.
Just seems absurd
and,
to me,
and not very, not very creative.
Now, also, you know, the positions that Julia was taking, she signed the small government pledge, so no one could say that Julia. There have been some posts on NHFree.com and the Free Talk Live BBS suggesting that if you run for office, then you're, you know, inevitably going to be using, you know, force by proxy over others. But Julia did everything she could to prove that she wasn't interested in using force on people. A, she signed the small government pledge, which no other candidate did, which says, in essence, that I will vote for small government every issue, every time, no excuses. Signed that. Okay, she put her name on the dotted line there. Then she also committed to give her paychecks back to the taxpayers. Now, it would have been silly for her to cut everybody a $1 check, so she was going to raffle it off, which is what got her into trouble with the attorney general in the first place. But again, the idea is she was not going to keep the stolen funds that the gang was going to give her to be the city councilor. She was going to return that to the people it had been stolen from. Again, completely consistent with libertarian, voluntarist principle. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't think there was anything she did at any point throughout her campaign that was inconsistent with those principles. So we got tremendous media coverage. She stayed principally consistent. In fact, if she'd actually won the election, and if she'd actually gotten to the point of having to swear in an oath of office, she would have had to have brought in her own oath. Because the oath of office includes things like, you know, I swear allegiance to the United States of America. Mm-hmm. And as a, you know, as a voluntarist, as somebody who doesn't necessarily believe in the concept of government, how could she possibly swear to that? I mean, she might not have even been allowed into office if she actually got elected. So,
right, because she wouldn't take the, you know, she wouldn't swear whatever oath there was.
Right, she would have brought in, like, the Liberty Pledge. Like, I pledge to honor liberty and vote small government every issue of your time, that sort of thing. So, again, even that action would have been consistent with the voluntarist, with the free market anarchist way of doing things. So I challenge anybody out there who is an apolitical to come up with a point about the Julia Miranda campaign as to how it somehow in any way supported the state or in any way was immoral. Please, 1-800-259-9231. I'd love to hear about it. In the meantime, we got thousands of dollars of coverage for $70 spent out. A lot of people saw a message that they weren't used to hearing, might have been pretty radical sounding to them, but if she hadn't run in that election, that guy wouldn't have had any competition whatsoever, the message of liberty wouldn't have been heard by anybody at all, and none of those news articles would have happened, none of that, the traffic was obviously driven to our website as a result of that, probably Free Talk Live picked up some additional listeners as a result of that, it was a net benefit, even though she didn't win the election, the liberty has benefited from that.
What do you think? I can hear some of the arguments now.
All right, go.
But what difference would it have made if I would have voted for Julia?
Well, it wouldn't have made.
I did, in fact, vote for Julia.
I see that point. It wouldn't have made a whole lot of difference in the scheme of things, in that if she had won the election, she still would have been
I'm not convinced that my vote makes any difference.
She still would have been one out of 15 city councilors, but the point is, I'm not in the political arena to win elections. I'm in the political arena to spread ideas.
So
that's
why
many
people vote for Julia.
No, I really. I mean, it'd be nice. Like, that's just that would be nice. It'd be a nicety to
so
me.
So this isn't the question. Really, wasn't about running campaigns. The question was about voting.
Yeah, uh-huh.
The issue is voting, not running campaigns. I mean, like, campaigns kind of could be viewed as activism, whereas voting, less so. So, I mean, I don't know
where you're going with that. 800-259-9231. I think it's tied in with the campaign and everything, but if you want to clarify, you're welcome to. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up what you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, by the way, you can go and shop at store.freetalklive.com. Enter Free Talk Live store, shop around, fill up your cart with all kinds of neat things like the Free Talk Live hoodies and t-shirts and hats, DVD classic collector sets, archive collector sets, flags. We've got them all. store.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. We're talking about voting. Is it or is it not immoral? And also, it's not just voting, Mark, to go with what you were saying before the break. It's the political process. These are the people that are against voting are also against just engaging in any sort of politics. You know, road signs, sign waving, supporting candidates, that sort of thing. So really, it's all tied in together. And it is my determination that voting and participating in politics is in no way immoral. And it is, in fact, a way for us to leverage the existing cloak of legitimacy in our favor. The fact is, whether you like it or not, people think the state is legitimate. The people in
media, and you're voting or not voting is not going to change that in the least.
The people in the media especially think it's legitimate, and so they pay attention to anybody that's running in these races, which means that if you put an anarchist in a race or a voluntarist in a race, that gives that person an amazing point to leverage his message, to spread the message of voluntarism or liberty in general in a way that you wouldn't have had before running that candidate. Well, so I think overall, it's from a
small government aspect, you know, basically if you vote for some guy like Ron Paul, you are voting to lessen the violence of the state against people.
Right. In fact, that's where I want to go next. Main Shark on the New Hampshire Free Forum, nhfree.com, he points out, because the allegations from some of the apolitical people is that, you know, you are somehow responsible for the actions of the person that you helped put into power by your vote. And he says that...
I'd say you're somewhat responsible for them.
Well,
go ahead. Let's hear what he has to say.
He points out that the contract you're supposing in which voters agree to accept responsibility for the actions of the politicians cannot exist because the voters are already under duress. Being under duress, the voters have every right to mitigate the damages they endure by doing what they can to select less evil candidates. That selection cannot be support of that candidate because the state of duress already existed. If someone kidnaps you, nothing you do while under his control can be considered support of his actions against you, because your choices weren't freely made. So he's pointing out that we're all being coerced at all times by this government. They are taxing us, whether we like it or not. Some taxes we can get away from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's certainly possible to avoid income taxes and that sort of thing, but others you can't.
Pay less sales.
Right. You go and buy gasoline, you're paying taxes. I mean, there's all kinds of different ways that, you know, as much as you want to get out of the system, unless you're living in the woods somewhere, completely cut off from civilization,
mm-hmm.
you are paying into the system and you are being forced to. So in that, his point is that because you're being forced to pay, essentially, the gang is giving you the choice. They're saying, hey, every 2 years we elect a new gang leader.
Mm-hmm.
And you can choose from the gang leader that's going to crack your head in or the gang leader that's just going to, you know, rough you up a little bit. There's nothing inherently immoral about picking one of those two, because either way, you're going to end up with one of those two. Now, I still agree that if they're both gang leaders and there's not really a dime's worth of difference between the two of them, then why bother voting? Certainly. But I think that Mainshark's point is very good, and he follows it up later. Actually, he doesn't follow it up later because I don't have that in front of me. Let's go to the phones instead. I think that he makes a good point, though. It makes it very clear that if you're under duress, picking the thug that's going to beat you a little bit less is not necessarily an immoral act. Let's talk to Russell Canning, calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hello, Russell.
Hey, gang.
Hey, Jesse.
How's it going?
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
So you guys are all worked up about that. I called up because Mark seems so worked up about politics.
He's cooled down this hour. He was worked up in hour number one.
I'm still worked up.
But go ahead. Yeah, it's not coming out of his nose.
So what about it, Russell?
Well, so...
You expected me to jump on you? I'm not going to.
Well, no, I'm not expecting that. No, I'm kind of. It's kind of funny how this stuff has come up because... To me, I expect the Free State Project members to keep splitting into smaller and smaller groups. I don't think we're all going to fit under one big tent, and you know, I don't even really try to make that happen. So
I agree.
I don't worry about schisms or anything like that. So
yeah, but Mark is worried. See, what can you say to Mark to stop him from worrying?
Well, I don't know. Well, that doesn't actually, us breaking into little groups doesn't actually cause a problem because we can't all hang out and get along
What about stuff. What about, the people that are sort of small government like me, perhaps, and do you think that it causes some of them to say, you know what, I'm just not going to sign up for that Free State Project, it's full of lunatics?
Oh, actually, I do admit that I'm only trying to attract more radical people.
See,
the people that want to work with the government, I'm not that excited about having them come here.
What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with two different factions competing to try to attract people that are like them.
What happens when the factions start to war, though?
Don't throw out the first punch, Mark. There's no need to have a war. There's no war here.
Yeah, I think that in order to, like...
Russell's not a warrior. He's not going to fight you anyway.
He says that he's trying to attract people like him.
Sure.
So, therefore, in order to attract people like me, I have to say something like, look, I'm not like that lunatic Canning.
He's not a lunatic.
I don't think he's a lunatic, but they see him as a lunatic, so therefore I have to separate myself from him.
Do what you got to do, man.
Well, if you have the case
to get people here, then great. I don't think Russell would necessarily oppose that, would you?
No, also, it's not that hard to separate yourself from... If you're a person that wants to be more reasonable and a little bit more palatable to the normal public, it's not hard to separate yourself from us radical guys.
And as Wayne pointed out earlier, you know, the fact that you radicals are out there doing your radical thing actually makes it easier for somebody like a Mark to say, hey, it's very clear I'm not part of this. You know, it makes Mark's position of very, very small government look much more acceptable and than
reasonable.
It might normally look. If you guys weren't here, then it would be Mark that would be the radical.
Yep.
It's hard to argue with that.
It's hard to imagine that. You know what's funny?
Hard for you, maybe. I sat down with a conversation with a city council member a couple of weeks ago, and the guy's like, look, I don't know. I don't know what you and I are ever going to agree on anything. So, well,
you know what?
Time.
When I joined up with the FSP, when I joined up with the Free State Project, I didn't expect hardly anybody to do any politics. I've been kind of blown away by that. And I also thought I was going to be like the most boring conservative guy amongst the whole group. And I came here.
I don't believe you.
No, I thought I was going to be Mr. Boring. But what it is, it's kind of like what Mark says. People talk a lot on forums and stuff like that, but they don't actually do things. So
yeah.
Lauren is a very calm, reserved person, but she seems like a dynamo compared to Liberty Talkers.
She's awesome. I love Lauren. Russell, any other comments? It sounds like you calling from Grafton tonight because the phone's a little iffy.
Oh, well, that happens. We're out here in the hinterlands.
Very good, sir. Keep up the good work, and thank you for the call,
good,
Russell.
Good talking to you guys.
Yes, sir.
I think that Grafton idea is a darn good idea.
Now, what is the Grafton idea? Why don't you describe
The Grafton idea is essentially the Free Town Project, which, of course, the Free State Project has absolved any relation to, which I totally understand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bunch of Free Staters moving to the same town in order to...
I don't
to,
think it's official anymore. I don't think there's any name for it anymore. I think it's just happening.
It is happening. Yeah. It's actually working. There's a very important Free State Project member.
Bob Hull?
Yeah, Bob Hull. Bob Hull, who's out there, and somehow he's attracting these people to him, and that's working out. And I think that... I think that that's going to be a powerful thing.
Especially
if they would get a few people like me out there who are willing to vote.
I think it's great that I think there are different groups within the Free State Project that believe different things and think that different approaches will be effective. And let them try their approaches. Let them experiment. Let them learn. Let them modify. Let them change. And let them try to attract as many people that are like-minded here. I think it's all going to be beneficial. I don't think there's any chance this concept can fail. I think that as we continue on into the future, we'll see more civil disobedience. The politics will become much more mature, Mark, because, as you said, it does take time. And now there have been early movers like Wayne that have, you're coming up on 3 years now. So
2.5, it'll be 3 this summer.
You're over the 2, Mark. So people like you, Wayne, that have been here for a couple of years, now you can run for your office, your state representatives, and that sort of thing. So I think you're going to see a new push in 2008 from the political side, Mark. And again, this is a healthy competition. Let's be positive. Let's stay friendly with everybody, and let's be understanding.
And let's learn the gestures.
Hour 3 is on the way. No one knows what you're talking about. This is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Tired of